Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Last night, state and federal officials began monitoring the air around the Los Alamos nuclear lab in New Mexico using special equipment, including a plane equipped with those monitors, looking for radiation and other toxic materials, as that wildfire now surrounds the lab. Los Alamos is where the first atomic bomb was developed. It remains the country's preeminent nuclear research facility with 10,000 experiments running, 2 supercomputers. The fires burned 90,000 acres in less than a week, forced 20,000 from their homes. The smoke is visible from space. Charles Maynard is with Public Radio KSFR in Los Alamos. And Charles, we should say you're with KSFR, but they're not on the air because your tower was knocked out by this fire, so you're only online?
Correct. We're only streaming, which is a big blow. We're actually the largest radio news department in New Mexico and only hourly news in central and northern New Mexico, and we're knocked off the air at this point.
So that's got to be tough for getting information out, but tell our online listeners, they're listening in Santa Fe, what's the latest on the fire in Los Alamos? What are firefighters telling you?
They had a good end of the day yesterday, and the fire has shifted and is moving both north and south at this point, but that's away from the town and the lab. I just spoke to the National Guard here, and they said the biggest concern, and the fire chief echoed this morning also, is that we have predicted higher winds this afternoon, and it could shift it back towards the town and the lab.
Well, we spoke with you earlier in the week about the thousands of 55-gallon drums at the site that are filled with nuclear waste water. Officials there say these won't burn. They're on concrete. They're protected. The firemen do have foam that they can come in and use. But what are the concerns about that material and about that material getting into the air?
Well, of course, what we don't know is that's a top-secret nuclear facility. And just as an example, first they denied there were any barrels of nuclear waste there. That was Monday. And then later in the day they admitted they had it, and now they're saying 10,000 barrels. But a lot of people are reporting it's closer to 30,000, which just gives you an idea of we're not sure on the quality of information we're getting from them. They do say that they're ready to pour foam over the barrels should the fire get to them, but they swear to us the fire can't get to them.
Well, but we know that nuclear activists are concerned that the heat will get to them, that just the mere heat in the area might make them explode or release toxins in the air. And that's the same concern with some of the dirt around the lab, contaminated from years of testing. Now, we spoke about this earlier, that if the trees burn, they could release radiation. What's the response today from officials?
They're sticking to the party line at this point about the monitoring and everything safe. It's interesting you mentioned the heat. The fire has created its own weather system here in Los Alamos, which has actually dried it out more and is, at this point, responsible for increasing some of the winds. 30 miles away in Santa Fe, we actually had a brief rain yesterday afternoon, but it's as dry as a bone up here. Just since I've gotten to town, the wind's starting to pick up and the smoke's getting worse by the minute.
We understand New Mexico is the driest state in the country this year, 65% below normal precipitation. We know that people have evacuated. What about those 10,000 experiments that are supposed to be going on up there?
Well, the lab is officially closed, and they claim that all they have working is the emergency response team at this point. They have their own firefighting teams there. They even have a helipad where they can land one of the water-dropping helicopters if they need to. This morning, the fire chief said he thought they'd be lucky if they could reopen and the town could be repopulated sometime after the 4th of July.
Well, speaking of the 4th, with all this dryness, what about fireworks and things? Is there going to be a ban?
The governor the other day put out a request. She explained she can't ban them. She doesn't have the power, but she's declared a state of emergency and asked that no one use fireworks over this holiday. However, as I was driving to Los Alamos this morning, I drove by 2 large fireworks stands that are still open for business.
Charles Maynard with KSFR at the site of the Los Alamos fire in New Mexico. And again, KSFR is streaming online because its tower got knocked out. Charles, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.